Blog Talk Radio.
What you think gonna happen if I get Ice Cube to do a joint with the wildest dog on the East Coast? Man, they don't know.
Heavyweight, Def Jam, Clark World.
African is soul, the motherfucking psycho. Ice Cube the Don Mecca with my nigga DMX, huh? Diamond in the rough, huh? He gonna stay in the rough. East meets West. It's going down. Yeah. We be coming. 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 I'm in the city. Bitch, we clubbing.
Nigga, what?
I'm tweeting like the presidential. Motorcade taking up the residential. Global perspiration. Freaky gyrations. Close to fornication. Numbers get passed with ass. Information. Intoxication. Faded. Inebriated. Designated driver. Lava. The MacGyver. Blocking freaks in. All of them. Stallions. Get them to pal in. Sitting on laps. Bitch, we write raps. Black dope access. You getting jealous? Standing on line with designer umbrellas. Bad fellas running with the East Side connection. What? In the kind of club where the stars check their weapons. What? Who wanna sex DMX? Get naked. Fuck it till security show us the act.
Heavy hitters kind of figures. We be coming. Mix the blood to heavy liquors.
Uh-huh.
We be coming.
For all my live ass niggas.
To export, transport to Westport. A nigga still breathing today, cause the best caught them slugs. You spit at me now, get at me if you want more. Put a fucking hole up in your back, so what's the first ball? Come on, baby, we some noise makers. Catching niggas with bricks and I'm a Sega coming through Las Vegas. Latest, wanna dead or alive, but mad niggas hitless. But ain't a motherfucker gonna get this. Witness, what's unheard of, cold blooded murder. This hot shit'll have you smelling like a fucking murder. In the cell, from the 12 is all it takes to make a nigga spin like pipe and default. You call for help.
But ain't none coming.
The admin slaughtered the robbery and done running. And when I'm done gunning, we all gon' meet up at the club. Fucking with you, something but love, nigga, what?
Heavy hitters count figures. We be clubbing. Mix the blood to heavy niggas. We be clubbing.
For all my live ass niggas.
We be clubbing.
Fucking all them gon' be clubbing.
We be coming. New York, get your club on.
LA,
get your club on.
Chicago,
get your club on.
Atlanta,
fuck that shit. Off the leash, then the dog's gonna bite.
What?
If the dog's in the ring, then the dog's gonna fight.
What?
If the dog's on the west coast, then I'm fucking with you. Let him hold that nigga, keep him coming in twos.
Like Noah, I make it wetter. The double header, hit that ass like I got a vendetta. You know it's better with the dime, make it shake it off. Shake it off, take it off, take it off, and make it soft. Yeah.
It's all good, it's alright. Fuck all day,
what?
Fuck all night. Niggas, cause wherever I go,
yo,
all my niggas. East to the west coast, all my niggas.
Now the east to the west, east to the west, sick of this shit.
Sick.
Addict DMX, the air gritting this shit. Atlantic to Pacific, spitting this shit. Got love for my niggas, that's getting a grip.
We be coming, counting figures.
Uh-huh.
We be coming,
mixing blood to heavy licking.
Yeah.
We be coming,
on my live ass niggas.
Right.
We be coming,
fucking all them gold
diggers.
We be coming,
we be coming.
Yeah. Ice Cube, DMX. Get your grind on.
Uh-huh.
Fuck your time zone. Get your grind on. Fuck your time zone. Get your grind on.
What's up, everybody? Just doing a little quick show just to, like, try to catch you up with a little bit of everything. Hopefully we can talk about everything within the 10-minute mark, like how they do it with the news. Well, let's see. Let's just talk about a little bit of WWE. They have four matches they announced the women's match yesterday, which was this past Saturday, is going to be Sasha Banks defending the title against Charlotte in a rematch from this past Monday from Monday Night Raw. So they got that match. They got the WWE Championship match with Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler. They also got Finn Balor and Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship and Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton. And for the people that was thinking like we're they was gonna at least gonna suspend Brock for what he's doing. Like I talked to some people about this like all last week and just like, what's the point of him doing something? Suspending him, and he's rarely wrestling anyway. Just like the only valuable punishment I would say would work would have him lose a match. Have him lose this match to Randy Orton, and that would be like punishment enough. That's the only thing I can say that should work. Well, we'll just see like what they're gonna do with that part there. So, okay, enough about that. Let's talk about a little bit of the NBA. The Bucks signed their draft picks. Don Maker expected to make, I think it was like around about $2.9 million, if I'm correct. And Malcolm Brogdon is going to end up making about like nearly $1 million for 3 years. And Don Maker's contract is going to be like a 4-year rookie deal. Also, I guess the rumors are that possible that Bucks the Pelicans, I'm used to calling them Hornets because that's what they used to be. So the Bucks and the Pelicans are maybe in the works on working out a trade for Greg Monroe. So hopefully, sooner or later that's going to happen. But I'm going to tell you about my thing about Greg Monroe. Like, he's not a bad player or anything like that. He's actually a great player, a great offensive player, but he's not a good defensive player, as everybody know, and as we all and other people have mentioned. But my thing is, if they don't work out a trade and he's like staying with them this season and play with them, I just hope he's like worked out his defense or whatever. So hopefully that. Ooh, ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese.
Just so you know, your wife's freaking awesome.
Oh yeah. So the HTC. That's good. Well, anyways, I'm a little bit stuffing my face a little bit. Like I said, it's like Greg Monroe's a great player, but he's just a bad fit for the team. And I think he understands that, and of course the Bucks organization understand that. And just thought that everything was going to work out last season, but it really didn't. So what they going to do with this if they still keep him? Who knows? And who knows how all this is going to work out? So there's probably be some trade scenarios that they're going to try to do with Greg Monroe. Let's see if I can do any right now using the ESPN's trade machine. Hold on a minute.
Free. Okay.
You know
what
it is? Let's see, acting one. It'll come on. Let's see, we're gonna probably gonna try a 3-team trade. Let's see, let's do. No, not New York. To Milwaukee. New Orleans. Let's see. What to do, Charlotte? Oh, yeah, with the shotgun. You better stop. We're holding your back. Bam. Okay, my apologies. Don Maker is expected to make $2.6 million a year for the next 4 years. So let's see. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11. They right now they currently got 12 players on contract, and like they said, Miles Plumlee's contract is not like it, they worked out the deal, but it's not official until they're gonna try to see if they can do the Greg Monroe trade, see where they can move Greg Monroe first. Well, anyway, let's see what trade they can work out with. Greg Monroe to center of New Orleans. And let's go. I'm saying Michael Carter Williams to Charlotte. They're working out something, but just not sure where. I mean, no, they're going to try to send him to New Orleans. That's where he would want to go if he ended up getting traded. So they're just trying to work something out. I'm just trying to do like a little scenario. Okay, let's just say the Bucks get... Tyler Evans and 10. I'm going to ask you for Charlotte. Let's see. Let's see, this trade will work. Oh, yeah, this trade works. Tyree Evans and Jeremy Lamb go to Milwaukee. Greg Monroe, Spencer Hobbs go to the Pelicans. And Omer Askew and Michael Carter Williams go to Charlotte. That trade will work. So, let's go from there. So, seems like we're a little bit out of time. Hopefully Tuesday after SmackDown I will be on, so check out for that. And also look for WFSO on Facebook, and also look for us on Twitter. Until then, you guys have a good night, and just try listening on Tuesday.